Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Hey. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Welcome to Tuesday Show. Whoa. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room and check in with the whole gang here. First off, he loves to play the guitar and sing. And recently at work, he was criticized because he was practicing his golf swing. Yeah. Here's Eddie. Let's go.
Hey. Can't do anything. Hey, guys, so check it out. I thought I was a genius for doing this. So on Sundays, we watch football. We're the whole family, we're big Dallas Cowboys fans. And so we watch the game together, and I'm thinking to be interactive, let's do push-ups, right? Every time the Cowboys score, we're going to do push-ups. But my system was flawed, though, because I did push-ups for the score. So if they score 3 points, that's three push-ups. Boom, boom, boom. They score seven after that, that's 10 push-ups total. Three and the seven. Boom, boom, boom. Well,
that's a lot of push-ups.
Last week, they scored like 43 points. We're close to 100 push-ups.
I'm like, Rams game?
Yeah, I'm like, okay, guys, we're going to have to just like not do this anymore. And they scored like 28 this week.
I think more push-ups, that would be better because it like makes it...
We weren't even doing real push-ups anymore.
He's saying it's a lot harder than he thought it was going to be.
Right. But, I mean, I feel like you want the higher points and you also want the more push-ups. If you're making it fun, might as well get them in.
It's like you don't want to have to do them, but if you have to do them, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, I know colleges do it, too. You know, you see, like, the guys. The Oregon Duck does it, and it's cool and all. But after a while, we were like, we're not even doing push-ups anymore. The kids are like, no more touchdowns.
Jacked, just jacked. What's up, boys? What sucks is if you do a bunch of push-ups like this last week and you lose.
Mm. Yeah.
Because you do them every time. You don't just do 28 total.
Correct.
You do seven, and then you do, if they score three more, then you do 10.
Yeah.
Oh, so you add it on.
You just keep adding.
Yeah.
How did those guys do it at Oregon? Like, I don't understand.
And in a duck costume.
Yeah. Didn't they have a fill-in? Like in between quarters, they go and switch out ducks? That way, there's a new duck in there doing the push-ups?
I don't think so. I think a lot of times in that position, especially if the mascot is an active mascot, NBA jumping, college football, if they tumble, I think they're just really in shape.
Really strong.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it, though. Hey, adding some fitness to your Sundays.
We're trying.
All right. Moving on over, he was recently excited when, from the real world, John Brennan came on the show. He's the only artist he's ever paid attention to in our studio. It's Lunchbox, everybody.
I got kind of upset this weekend, guys. It's rare for me to get that upset, frustrated, angry, whatever. So my five-year-old got invited to a...
It's rare?
It's not rare at all. But okay.
That's actually what you're known for.
Yeah.
So he got invited to a birthday party, got an invitation, said, hey, birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese. Come on out. Let's celebrate. Didn't say anything about not bringing siblings. So we tell the two younger ones, yeah, we're going to Chuck E. Cheese. It's a birthday party. You get to go. They're going to have tokens for you to play games.
Wait, is that common? I don't have kids. So if your kid gets invited, do you often take the siblings?
No, yeah. You ask first.
Usually, or if you do you just take them as a side and you do stuff, let them do stuff not birthday party included.
That's possible, too. That you can do that. That way the host or whoever the parent is of the birthday kid isn't paying for everyone. Yeah.
Got it.
Usually they say no siblings on the invite. That's usually how it happens. But when it doesn't say no siblings, you bring the siblings.
But you don't ask, hey, did you guys forget to say no siblings?
No.
Got it.
Because if they don't say it, then it's spoken, hey, all are welcome.
Got it.
So we show up. And we're ready, and my three-year-old goes up to get his little tokens from the lady, and she's like, oh, no. It's only for the class. It's not for everyone. And I'm like, okay, so now I got to explain to my kids that they can't do Chuck E. Cheese because this lady...
Wait, they can't do it? Why don't you just buy them some tokens?
Correct. Well, because we were under the impression that it was everybody was welcome.
Yeah, I hear you, though, but why don't you just buy them the tokens then?
Well, that wasn't part of the deal. Part of the deal is we're going to a birthday party because I got to be at the birthday party because my kid's at the birthday party.
Right. So, but while you're there, why don't you just buy them some tokens?
One part of the plan, man. So, are you guys on my team?
No.
Or team?
No.
So, and what's weird is you never get mad or angry or have any rage.
Right, exactly. And so, I was frustrated. So, when we left that birthday party, I was like, well, that family's not going to be our friends.
Yeah, well, they're probably fine with that.
Yeah, they're cool with that.
I don't know the no siblings invite thing, right? Like, that's not, I don't have that culture yet, but... I feel like even if there were to be a misunderstanding and you had your kids with you and you could afford it, you would just buy them some tokens and let them play games instead of making them sit there and do nothing.
Yeah, so we went next door. We left. Like, my wife stayed at the birthday party and we went and just walked around the store.
For free.
Free.
Probably should have done that to begin with.
No, when it says, hey, come on, let's go.
Wait, that's
it said, come on,
said?
Let's go, bring siblings.
It said, let's celebrate.
Come on.
That's probably a generic birthday card.
Yeah, but it probably was addressed to one kid. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
No, we know what you're saying.
I'm just saying, I think I'm Team Lunchbox.
Yeah,
you are
team
Lunchbox.
Okay, Lunchbox, let's just say your kid is having a party, he's best friends with one of Eddie's four kids, and you invite that one kid, and Eddie shows up with all four kids. Are you paying for the other ones?
No, I would say on the thing, no siblings. Like, I know the rules.
He has a point there.
I know the etiquette.
Mine isn't arguing.
No, the etiquette is you ask if other siblings are allowed.
Give your kids $5 if you have it.
Yeah, there you go.
You think it costs only $5 to go to Chuck E. Cheese? You ain't been in a while.
You're right, I haven't been in a while. All right, moving on. She wasn't honest on where she'd go on a first date. She said yes to a fast food place, but that's up for debate. All right, here's Amy.
Even my friends were texting me about that after. They're like, shut up. Okay, I got an email. Subject line said, create a new password. And then it said, hi. We got a request to change your password. You can create a new password to finish making changes in the account center. Create password. Here, click this link. And it looked so legit that I thought, oh, someone tried to request a password change in my Instagram. And don't worry, I didn't click anything. But just, it's another scam to look out for. Like, they are getting so good. Even when I click on the email that it came from, it was even better than, it wasn't
address.
Like 254-9er, like, no, it looked more real. So hopefully, and then I went to my Instagram and everything was fine inside there. So I'm just like, okay.
Well, let's make this an official scam alert then. Scam alert! Scam alert! Just give me the subject and the first line so people know.
Subject was create a new password. And it says, hey, we got a request to change your password. And so that's alarming when you're like, wait a second.
Somebody's trying to log into your account.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, scam alert. Thank you for sharing that, Amy.
No problem.
All right, Ray, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he's a big golf guy now. He plays whenever time will allow. Bobby Bones.
Woo. Thank you. I did not know I had a mailbox here. And I was just in the bathroom and I saw my mailbox for the first time.
Probably a lot of mail in there, huh?
Well, I think Scuba or Abby go through it.
Oh.
Look for ricin, you know, any sort of chemical. But I just grabbed a thing and opened it. First time I've ever opened my mail here where I grabbed it. I get mail all the time that I go through. So I'm going to show you guys what was just sent to me.
Okay.
Attention, Bobby Bones. Dear Bobby Bones, I've been listening to your show in San Antonio. The reason for my letter, I tried to bring the Arkansas Razorbacks out of their slump. Now, he sent this before the game this last weekend. He said, I know you had to get rid of your lucky shirt. I made this pin, and it shows he's in like a factory making a pin that I hope can change your team's luck. I hope this gets to you and you get on a winning track except for when you play Texas A&M. Signed, David St. James, Texas A&M, class of 82.
Whoop.
And it is a personal, it's a pen he made.
A pen to write with.
Like a...
Oh, wow. It's like a ballpoint, nice pen.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And it shows him making it like... Zzzz. How cool is that?
Is he a pen maker?
I wonder how much other good stuff I got in the mail that these guys have stolen.
But also...
No comment.
Who knows that... the pin, did that bring the good luck?
I think so.
That's why they won?
Look, you turn it.
And the thing comes out.
Let me write something.
Does it work?
Pig. I've never seen a better pin in my life.
Wow.
You put Razorback helmet on it. And
wow. Dude, you should be pin guy now.
That's so nice. Thank you.
Take it everywhere you go.
David St. James. And thank you, U.S. Postal Service.
For getting it to
for
you?
For the mail.
Yeah.
It is fascinating.
Who knew?
Like, how does that work?
Overnight? No idea.
No, it's crazy,
how does it
man.
Get from one place to the other?
I know.
Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. They say you shouldn't do business with family and friends. I'm starting to learn why. About 9 months ago, a friend of mine was in dire financial straits. I was fortunate enough to be in the position to lend him $7,500. The deal was he'd pay me back $500 a month until we were square. Since then, I've only seen $500 and I never hear from him. I do, however, see him posting all the cool stuff he's doing, like a trip to Vegas, VIP concert tickets, a new leather coat. I don't want to play the legal card, but I'm not sure how else I can make the point. How can I get him to take me seriously when I say I want my money back? Signed, friend out of $7,500. Love Raymundo, by the way. Mm-hmm. 7,500. Mm-hmm. That's the Raymundo reference.
Oh, 7.5.
Yeah. 7.5.
Yes. Yeah, it's tough. That's just a lot of money. Usually it's like, hey, be ready, because when you loan your cousin $200, you probably aren't going to get it back. Boy, $7,500, that is significant. What I would do is ask him to take out a loan to pay me back if you weren't getting it back, and let them deal with that, because that sucks. That's a lot.
Yeah, but okay. Isn't it, though, with family and friends, if you loan money, you have to be prepared to.
I agree. Unless it's like $8,000.
I know.
Like, probably shouldn't have done that to begin with, right. But
that's
they did it.
It's a lot. Do we know, was the leather jacket gifted to him?
We shouldn't compare those things, though.
Yeah.
That's the first advice I want to give you. Don't look at what he's doing on Instagram, because Instagram isn't fake anyway.
Right.
It's the greatest hits. It might not be his leather jacket. He could be Barnes Buddies.
Right.
You can make stuff up. Who cares? Also, you're not watching his accounts. You're just irritated you're not getting your money. The first thing to do is to have a conversation. Or if he's not going to answer, you just send a text message. And be like, hey, when do you think I can get my next payment? Don't push him on all of it or what he's doing. Be like, hey, I'm struggling right now. Is there any way you can help me back? I need to get my money back. Secondly, you learned a lesson here. I've been burned a couple times. That's just too much.
I told you I'd pay you the money, dude.
And you
eventually.
You gave me $1 a year for the past.
Working on it.
Yeah.
Hey, can you hire an enforcer?
You can hire anybody.
But not
Mike D lives on dark web. He tells me all the time you can hire whatever you want.
Like, not to hurt him, but to scare him.
Yeah, it's probably not legal, I think you can.
That's not ideal.
That'd be legit.
No. That's
Really, just someone to just
then,
be like.
Then you're spending more money. I mean,
you're like, Eddie wants his money.
But it's an investment. You spend $100 to get $7,500 back.
Oh.
You have to have two things. One, you got to either be under the idea of you may lose this friend. Now, if you're going to press hard for the money and get angry, you're probably going to lose the friend. You may get the money, but you may lose the friend. You can do the middle, which is going to be awkward, but you need to start getting that payback. Or you can go like, I'm going to keep the friendship and just be out the $7,500. Mm. And all three aren't fun.
Yeah, it's terrible.
But that's the risk you take when you loan people money that you don't know. But you can do the legal way too. It's going to cost you more money.
Or even if you do know. Then.
I don't understand what you just
said. You said that's the risk you take when you loan people money you don't know.
Or people that you do know is what you're saying?
Yeah. You take the risk no matter.
I said that wrong. I'm glad you were there and embarrassed me in front of my friends again. All she does is make me look stupid in front of you guys. All I want to do is impress you guys. And she's making me look dumb every day in front of my friends.
Okay. I didn't say it. You did.
It's a tough place to be. I will acknowledge that. I think you learned something here. What I would do is my approach. I would just reach out and go like, hey, I'm struggling a little bit.
Yeah.
Is there any way I can get that $500 this month and we can get back on track with that, because I'm in a bad spot? And hopefully they will work then. If not, then you hire an enforcer.
Enforcer. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. That's the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Our executive producer, Scuba Steve, is in studio.
It's time for
Scuba Steve Suggests.
This is the final Friar Tuck check-in.
Friar Tuck, the guy on Robin Hood that had the, he's kind of bald on top.
He was always drunk.
He had the hair half circle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which Scuba Steve has right now because he's letting it grow.
Why is this the last one?
So the whole bet is basically if I grow out my hair till the end of the year, Eddie then has to shave his head.
Yes.
So it's been 3 months of me growing this hair out.
You have the ring. It's awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. So I had the ring.
It's like Dr. Phil's head.
Yeah, it's pretty strong.
Yeah.
And so I had a basketball game this past weekend. I'm my son's coach, and I was sweating the whole time wearing that hat because I won't take it off. And it was really uncomfortable.
Were you that embarrassed? I think it looks pretty good, actually.
Dude, it's so embarrassing. It has, I guess, demeaned me in a sense where I don't feel like me. I feel awful. I just don't. I'm not myself. Even my confidence levels. I mean, I'm not putting people down who have this look because some people rock it. It's their thing. It's for me, it's not.
Did you think it looked bad, honestly?
Yeah.
I thought it made him look younger. Oh, you didn't?
Exactly.
No, you can be honest.
Please. I don't think it looks bad, but I don't think it makes you look younger.
Yes. So does this make me look younger?
Oh, he shaved
without
it off.
The hair.
He shaved
Whoa,
it off.
Wait, you're
wait,
back.
Wait, why would he do
well,
that?
Well, this is the guy at the beginning that says, I never back out of a bet. I don't stop radio bits. I do everything. And then you just quit.
Well, I asked my wife, what should I do? She goes, flip a coin. That's how all our big decisions are made. Flip the coin and land it on the head.
You shaved it all off.
I shaved it off.
Okay, so bet's off.
So Eddie, you have to do nothing. And he had to live 3 months with a Friar Tuck on his head.
I do not understand. It was like... Another month, dude.
I couldn't do another month.
Almost two.
I could not do it. I couldn't go through all the holidays and see family and friends and explain it.
It didn't look that bad,
time.
Though, but I'm telling you, I know you think it does. It didn't look that bad.
Yeah, cause coming from a guy with a full head of hair, it's easy to say that.
That's true, Bones.
I am in shock at your
give-up
attitude.
Hair or no hair, I'd be like, dude, it looks terrible.
It's not a give-up attitude. I flipped the coin. I couldn't do it. Then the coin said, shave your head. And as soon as I shaved it, my wife goes, oh, my husband's back. And gave him his big kiss, and we hung out for a little
bit.
Because
I bet your confidence went up, too.
Confidence went way through the roof.
Okay, Eddie,
yeah.
He has waved the white flag.
I love it.
You have to do nothing except now just live your normal life.
What a great day. Thanks, Scuba.
Good day for you. Hey, no problem. Anytime.
Because I was stressing about it.
Have you shaved your head?
Oh, bald? I would just keep like, man, here we go. Like, the end of the year is coming. I'm about to be bald.
Oh, yeah. Now you're off the hook.
Okay, Scuba. Thank you.
No problem, dude.
And Lunchbox, I'm surprised too.
I mean, what?
It's not like
I never knew you to be weak like that, Scuba. Like, you are, that's weak sauce. Like,
it just was very uncomfortable. I mean, even just, like I said, I'm doing basketball
now. Your own words were,
I never,
you said, I never go back on a radio bit.
He mostly never does.
Well, he can't say that.
Exactly.
Now your word is nothing.
Right, that was 3 months. So come on, give me that.
No.
No, it's nothing.
No, because you backed out. I'm okay with it, but you backed out.
Yeah, when I said I was going to grow my hair for a year, guess what I did? I grew my hair for an entire year.
Yeah, but that's
year.
For a money
that's
bet.
That's very different.
Yeah. Yeah, but I didn't get paid.
Yeah, but you didn't know that until after you grew
it
all
because my buddy knocked up a chick.
And your hair grows. Your hair grows, so that's a whole different scenario here.
Okay, I'm just saying. Okay. Your hair was growing, too.
Thank you. Okay. It was funny. It was awesome.
Yeah,
I liked it.
Thank you.
If you're in Louisville, I'm going to be there not this Friday, but next Friday doing my final on my tour, the Comedically Inspirational Show. I would love for you guys to come. The 15th, I think. It's not this Friday, but next Friday. Get tickets at BobbyBones.com. We'll see you guys. And Scuba, the ring's gone.
Yeah, it is.
Lord of the Ring is no longer the Lord.
No.
He's just a dude now.
I'm just a dude
that's with
good.
A bald head.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Freddie Bello, also known as Freddie the Pizza Man, has pizzerias all over Michigan, Detroit, and the surrounding areas. Well, he started a foundation a few years ago, and it was when his son was diagnosed with autism is when he realized that there's a community out there that needs quiet rooms. So he spent a lot of money and a lot of time building these quiet rooms all over town, including where the Detroit Lions play at Ford Stadium. These are these little rooms that where people with autism or anyone that has sensory overload can go in there, and it's peace and quiet, and they can relax, which is crazy. You don't even think about that, but Freddie the Pizza Man.
I bet you, I don't think about that because I don't have a family member who, you know, has to deal with that.
Yeah.
But for those that do, I bet it's a life changer to go places and they have these.
And think about you take your kid to like a Detroit Lions game and the crowd's crazy and there's a lot going on. They could freak out. Well, what do? You take them to the quiet room. Pretty awesome.
No, I hear you. I just don't know if I take them to a game. Initially,
yeah, I think
there was a chance of that, but maybe I would. I don't know.
Well, maybe he's a big football fan.
Exactly. That's a great story. Freddie the Pizza Man, you're awesome. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Classic TV theme songs. I bring this up because Christopher Knight, do you know who that is?
Backstreet Boys. No, what's the
Kappa Kappa.
New Kids in the Block?
Yeah, that's it.
Peter Brady.
Yeah.
From the Brady Bunch. The game is called Classic TV Theme Songs.
Okay. But I thought he was an actor, too.
Christopher Knight. You're thinking of Jordan Knight.
Thanks.
Jonathan Knight.
Oh, they were brothers.
But not Christopher Knight. He's 66. He played Peter Brady. Peter was the middle. Bobby mm-hmm. was the youngest. Greg was the oldest. So I'll play you the karaoke version of a classic TV theme. You name the show. I'm going to play you the Brady Bunch here, karaoke version.
Here's the story. Lovely lady.
So you're not getting the words.
Wow. Ah, Lee, I don't know that I would hear that.
I heard the very beginning, but right now I don't hear it.
What are you talking about? The youngest one in curls.
Here's a story about a lovely fellow.
And you got to understand, this is Eddie's high school
days. Boys of his own. Yeah. They were four men living all together. Okay, ready, guys.
They were all alone.
Dun, 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 dun.
And this one day.
And Andy Davis is Alice. We have 10 of these. You'll go until you miss it. It's Eliminator.
Okay.
Oh, that's no fun.
Okay, lunch is out. All right.
Well, you're done, dude.
Here we go. Number one.
And for the win.
Everybody's good? Amy?
Fresh Prince.
Eddie?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Lunchbox?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
So, this is...
In West Philadelphia, born and raised. On the playground is where I spent most of my days.
Good job. Everybody gets 1 point there. Nice. Woo. All right, number two.
That's a classic.
I know. Yeah. Go.
Can I go a little more?
Yeah, like 5 seconds.
Okay, good.
I hope.
Wow, okay. I'm in.
You in?
Yeah.
Lunch.
I'm in.
Okay, what do you
have? I wrote something down. Yeah. Family Matters.
Eddie?
Family Matters.
Amy?
Family Matters.
Okay, let's see.
It's a rare tradition this day and age to leave any good news on a newspaper page.
That's Family Matters. Nice
okay.
job. Yeah. Good job. Good job. Good job. All right. Next up.
I'm in.
Not the same one.
Aggressive guitar. All right. Lunchbox?
Man, I feel like we've had this before, like where we talk about the same writer, so I put Step by Step because they're on the same night, same TGIF. Show.
Yeah. Amy?
Full House.
Eddie?
That's Full House, Bunks. Nope.
Okay. Let's see.
They're driving down the Golden Gate Bridge.
Rare tradition this day in.
No, I'm kidding. It's the same writer.
So
I know. It's the same
alike.
Writers. It is Full House. But Step by Step, they also did that on Lunchbox.
I mean, they sound the exact same. I have no idea.
Same everything.
Sorry,
yes.
buddy.
But yeah. It is Full right. House. Full House. All right, next.
I'm in.
Only two left. All right. You guys have it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amy?
Yeah. Cheers.
Eddie?
Cheers. I don't know how this goes, though.
Yeah. Waking the way the world again takes everything you got. Zabarada, zazarada, shabala, la. Wouldn't you like to get away?
Everybody knows your name. Yes, cheers, good. All right, go with this one. Eddie?
Beverly Hillbillies.
Amy?
Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah. Listen to a story about a man named Jed. Poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed. Then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground came a bubbling crew.
Black gold.
Texas tea. Good. All right, that's fine. We have five more to go. Let me play it. Let's get into a song here. We'll come back. Two remain. You guys good?
Yeah.
I'm going to cool down.
That's what we want.
Okay.
Cool. Halftime.
Okay.
It's halftime. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Bachrach as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
All right, here we go. Classic TV theme songs. Just the karaoke version, so you'll hear no words. Name it.
I'm in.
Ooh.
I'm in.
Wow. I thought that might get you guys. Mm-mm. Amy?
Growing Pains?
Ready?
Who's the boss?
Oh, shoot, that's it. Dang.
I get
okay,
it.
Okay.
I get it.
Yeah. It didn't get me.
Eddie's singing here.
Got me.
There's
I got
a time, a place, and a time for this. Take a chance and make a wish. And it's up to God and it all again. Spend your life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. I found the trail, and at the end was you.
There's a time. That's a long
Eddie
one, man.
Eddie's our winner. Let's go.
Let's go.
Thanks.
Right,
coming up.
Yeah, that was it.
So So why do you have to start wearing a retainer during the day?
Well, it's just a retainer. I have to wear it for a short amount of time, like a week, if I wear it as much as possible. It's...
You have to wear it during the show?
I'm supposed to wear it as many hours of the day possible. He said, try to get 22 hours if you can. And I thought, okay, well, but I...
What about the other two?
I talk. Well, that's it for eating.
That's the break. You get a two-hour break.
Stuff like that.
But you don't have it in now.
No, because if I had it in, you would know.
Can we hear it?
I tried working with it in.
Do you have it with you?
I do have it.
Because maybe we won't notice
it. I also recorded a liner that I had to do with it just to see if it would pass.
Okay, go ahead.
Right now at BobbyBones.com. No. You can enter for a chance.
Stop.
Wow.
It's Daffy Duck, man.
That's great. Amy, people might like you more.
I want to be quiet because I jumped and laughed.
I
started laughing. I want to play it again. I'm sorry.
I did that, Amy.
Suffer and fucking fast. All right, here you go.
Right now at BobbyBones.com, you can enter for a chance to win a trip for two. It'll include airfare, a two-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino, dinner for two at Edge Steakhouse, and tickets to attend the 65th Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. Enter and get rules at BobbyBones.com.
Long as you don't say anything with S's, I think you win.
Amy, I like it.
Get ruled.
I mean, we say a lot.
Can I see it? Do you have it?
Yeah, it's right here.
Oh, how long until she loses that?
Hey, let's just try a bit.
I don't want to do the pile, though, with her retainer on. We have that coming up.
That might be really funny.
No, I'll have to take it out. But
no, you can't do the show with it like that.
What about when
do you have just like an extra morning corner we can do?
What about when it's y'all segments? You know?
Don't say segments.
Like,
you should just put it on when we're not talking. If we're playing the commercials or a song.
I don't know what's going to work. I feel like I'm just going to have to end up wearing it longer than a week. But he's like, if you could wear it that much for a week, it's like repositioning my jaw.
Oh, boy.
Because I'm like grinding so hard and he's trying to...
Maybe one segment a morning, we let her put the retainer in.
I love it.
But you should keep it in during the show when we're not on the air.
Okay.
Knowing that your S's are like that, can you kind of like move your tongue?
What if I only have...
It's like she doesn't know English.
Yeah, she's
like,
trying to...
She only speaks German. What?
I'm trying to get language without...
Maybe you
S.
can practice with it and it gets easier if you wear it all day at home.
If I choose words that don't have an S, I'm fine.
Did that S sounded good, that last one.
Say S.
S.
No, S.
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 S. S.
No.
It's not going to work.
S.
S.
Yeah, F. No, but yes.
S.
One
S.
Okay. One segment a day. But I would keep it in when we're not on the air. Because I do want your teeth to get better. Your jaw.
Yeah, I know. And then I'm done with it. He's going to do whatever else, but I don't know. This is like new technology or something.
It doesn't seem
like it. It doesn't seem like it's that advanced.
Here's a voicemail.
Hey, Bobby. Good morning, studio. I just got a joke for you. It's how you keep a room full of idiots in suspense. Thank you, sir. Bye.
Oh, got us. Got us real good.
Yeah.
We're
the idiots.
We'll tell you about it in a little bit. Hang tight. All right, let's go to the next one.
Just wondering if you guys think it's a little odd that Amy decided to say that she burnt herself with her curling iron and it wasn't a hickey after she's being a little suspicious about her trip to New York. Just wanted to see what you guys thought about that.
Didn't put two and two together?
Of course not.
But
there's
now
nothing to be put together.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Inspector Gadget. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Woo-hoo.
There's nothing.
You totally
to think
came
about.
In and 8 Mile'd yourself.
No, I didn't.
You did. You went on you said, I got a thing on my neck that looks like a hickey and it's a curling iron burn. And we would have never seen it, but you threw yourself under the bus
because y'all,
to hide in plain sight.
We never saw it, Amy.
Yeah, and then you started going, oh, how was New York?
Yeah,
because your hair is awesome. It's luscious and luxurious and whatever it is you say about hair. Look how full it looks.
It is very full.
We would have never seen that on your neck.
It has a lot of body.
But yes. The thing is, Lunchbox Lunchbox looks for that stuff. He saw it on Morgan the other day and was trying to out her.
But Morgan's hair is not luscious like yours.
Oh, rude. Also, it was also not a hickey.
But Morgan has her hair back a lot more than you do.
Yeah. You cover the neck.
Okay.
You put... I'm just saying, he's a little sus. All right. Thank you.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So a study found that ChatGPT may work better than therapists in diagnosing mental health mm-hmm. things like depression. Researchers found that there's no biases, there's no gender. They can't see that. They can't see social class. So sometimes they can just kind of take the facts of what's being presented and tell you what's wrong. Although experts are saying don't replace this for any mental health care, but maybe use
I've already
it
canceled
as a,
my appointment.
but use it as a compliment.
They've also seen more accuracy when they do court cases. Now, they don't go to take a court case to ChatGPT, but they'll take court cases that are already, they already know what happened.
Because there's no bias.
Yeah. Because we as humans are biased. Sure. That's what makes us human. So yeah, it is odd that AI is more right than human when human created AI. So then, is an AI human?
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Are they going to get to a point where they have the humans do it, and then they have AI do it, and then how do they decide which one they're going to?
I don't think it should be a comparison. I think it can be a tool that is used by humans more so than is it this or that? Because we use tools all the time in science.
Yeah.
We develop different technologies and use that technology as we're also making decisions. So the whole Terminator issue where AI takes over the world, like that's going to happen for sure. But first we should use it as a team.
Yeah, I know. I just really struggle with the fact like if the jury's like, not guilty, and ChatGPT is like, guilty. Or it'd probably be reverse.
No idea, but thank you for sharing. Yeah. All right. What else?
Okay, DoorDash has started warning people who don't pre-tip that their food might arrive cold.
Pre-tip? I didn't think they knew.
They don't know what you tipped, but they know that you tipped.
Got it.
So, and then...
But that's okay. I tip anyway. It's not a pre-tip. It's just part of when you order.
Yeah, but sometimes people opt to tip on the backside. And what DoorDash is saying, just go ahead and throw your tip on the front side because your order will be more appealing to drivers, so it won't take them as long to get it to you.
Completely agree and understand. But if you don't tip on the front side, that's weird because it's part of before you push enter. Then you can always change it on the backside if they screw it up.
Oh, it's not like an Uber where you take the ride and then it reminds you later mm-hmm. you want to tip your driver?
If you didn't tip, yes. But you pick your food. Submit address right. Yep. Or you seem to be too far away from this address. I'm like, oh crap, I don't want to order it to work. I do that all the time. I hate it. And then 15, 10, 12, whatever, click, boom, send final, goes through.
How do you tip before the service is done?
Like, I just tip like it's going to get here on time.
Oh,
and then if it's
risky.
No, it's not. And then if it's bad, you can actually adjust the tip. Like once they just left it on the street at my house. And I was thought about changing the tip. I didn't, though. I thought maybe they're having a bad day. Maybe they're having a bad day, so I let her. But I could have changed the tip.
Wow. I would have said, never give me that driver again. No tip. Can you do that? Can you say, I don't want that delivery
person? I think you can ban a driver.
Oh, man, that's awful.
But if I were a driver, I think I would work harder for something I feel like was going to be a... It's just common sense. All right, what else?
The final episodes of Yellowstone Season 5 are going to premiere November 2024. And a new prequel.
I'm over it anyway.
Yeah, that's still happening. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm over Yellowstone. I loved it. It was a big yup, but I'm over it.
Yeah.
Until they buy commercials next year and I'm like, Yellowstone, watch it.
I have to say, when I saw this, I was like, oh, reminder to go watch the episodes I haven't watched yet. And then I'll wait till November of next year. We'll finish it. There's a prequel called 1944 that's also in the works. So, I mean,
that's Matthew McConaughey.
To keep up with.
1944?
Yeah.
I think that's the one with him.
Mm-hmm. Is he like a mobster?
I don't think there were mobsters in Yellowstone.
That's just a random year to have a Yellowstone.
Well, I think they've done 1918. I think they're just going all the way up until...
They did like 1898 or something.
I think they do like the 80s. There's like E.T. and cocaine.
They're playing Atari.
Yeah. All right, is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Jennifer Minton of Virginia is sitting by a campfire last week. That's the crackle of the fire.
Okay. That's how
she's
spitting.
And she's supposed to be out there in nature getting away from technology, but she's like, nah, I'm going to get out my phone. I'm going to go into the Virginia Lottery, and I'm going to play Safari Quest. Don't know what that is. Don't know how you play it.
But you can play lottery on your phone in Virginia?
I guess in Virginia you can. I'm about to pack up and move because who knew I'd be addicted to my phone then. So she's playing Safari Quest. Well, crikey, quite a situation we got here. And all of a sudden, the jackpot resets, and she's like, oh, someone just hit the jackpot. That's pretty cool.
Why'd you do the crikey situation thing?
A safari, like, ooh, look at, like.
We had no idea. Go ahead.
You got to have a leader on the safari, right? Don't you think?
We're very confused. Go ahead.
Anyway, she's sitting there, and then she realizes she's the one that won the $912,000. The jackpot reset because she won it.
She won $912,000 playing on her phone?
Yes, playing on her phone while she's supposed to be in nature at a campfire enjoying the outdoors. And she said the crazy part is...
That's crazy.
The week before, she won $50,000 playing...
Oh, my God.
Playing Safari Quest on her phone.
We need to play this.
Yeah, you got to go to Virginia.
Yeah. I don't know, but she won. So she in 2 weeks, she won $912,000, and the week before, she won $50,000. So congrats to her.
To win $900,000.
Amazing.
So I am making plans to go out in nature, sit by a campfire, and find a game on my phone, then I can win $900,000.
So who is Quakey?
Who's Quakey?
I don't know. You said he took Frakey.
No, he Safari. Said Crikey. I don't know. He lost like three times.
No. The Safari leader.
But why was he British?
No, it's Australian.
On the Australian safaris?
Yes.
I think African safaris.
Well, but South Africa, they have that guy.
Australian safaris? I never would have thought that.
What's that guy's name?
Steve
Irwin?
I thought he just moved there from
isn't that Irwin? Australia. What's his name?
Yeah, Crocodile
right,
Hunter.
Great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
We've moved on from Halloween. However, I got to tell you about this story. So I'll just say thrift store. There's a Halloween section in a thrift store, and there's all kinds of stuff in the thrift store, and there's a skull. Turns out it was a human skull.
Oh, man.
How did that get in there?
That is crazy.
You look at the cameras. Who brought that in?
An anthropologist made a surprising discovery in a Florida thrift shop's Halloween section. The North Fort Myers shopper spotted a skull and goes, "That looks a little too real." Detectives determined the skull belonged to a human. The store owner said the skull had been in storage. It was purchased years ago for a display. I mean, he didn't buy it from somebody selling body parts. He bought it as, dude, it looks so, now when you know what it is, you're like, that is wild.
Yeah, it's real.
But I just wouldn't think it was real. Like, it looks so real that I would go like, that is, they did a great job at that fake skull because it's just sitting on the counter. It's like,
yeah, I would assume they just make it very lifelike.
And who is that?
Under Florida law, no person shall knowingly offer to purchase or sell any human organ or tissue for valuable consideration. Eyes, corneas, kidneys, livers, hearts, lungs, pancreases, bones, and skin are subject to this rule. Officials have not said whether anyone will face charges in connection with the discovery of the skull at the thrift shop. From CBS News. I would bet the person working the store had no idea. I bet any money I have. Because you would sell that on a Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, and not
and make a lot more shop. Money than just have it hanging out there at the thrift shop. That's bizarre. And you're the guy, you're literally an anthropologist looking through skulls. Well, this one's realistic. Oh my God.
It's real.
Do they know who it is?
They don't yet.
Oh. That's wild. Okay, let's go over to Amy and get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
What does a hamburger get his fiance?
What does a hamburger get his fiance?
An onion ring.
Oh.
Okay. Guys, what?
That was the morning corny.
Also, I was going to say that I met a listener and we got on FaceTime with her daughter, big fan of the morning corny, and the daughter on FaceTime gave me that joke and I was like, I'm
going to tell it. But you started defending it before we did anything.
And she didn't say anything.
And she was so excited and I was like,
love
that
it.
Is so good.
That's so good. Thank you.
That's really funny.
So good.
Yeah, let's get some Thanksgiving ones.
Nice job.
Yeah. But
that one Amy wanted
we
to
detoured
do.
We detoured because I wanted to do the listener and we'll get back to Thanksgiving, but it's so good.
We love it. Thank you.
That was really good.
And that's a great story if you made it up.
I did.
I want to play a clip. She's 38 years old. She says she makes bank babysitting because she's 38. She's like, I'm a normal adult person who babysits. Here you go.
Can we normalize babysitting as adults? Because I'm 38 years old and I still babysit on a regular basis because I am making bank. I got an email a couple months ago from one of my regulars and she said, my husband and I want to go away for 24 hours. Do you think you could watch my 10-year-old and my 13-year-old for 24 hours? And I said, yes, that works for me. And she said, great. Does $500 sound fair? Huh. Yeah, that works for me.
What? For one night away, $500?
24 hours.
So a couple things. Let's not get off the headline here. First of all, is it weird that just a random 38-year-old woman babysits?
No. I like hiring older people. What? I have some older... They're not old, but I have mature...
That aren't teenagers.
Late 20s.
Wow.
in 30-year-olds that help out, and it's great.
And didn't you guys have an old teacher or something you used?
Yeah.
Which is a bit different, though, because it's someone who worked with kids already.
It was my son's kindergarten teacher.
Lunchbox?
Man, 38 seems a little weird.
Why is that? Because I don't have an opinion.
I just feel like you're usually younger when you're trying to get in the babysitting game, make some money, and then you go on to a real, like, life and career. I've never heard of someone that old. I don't think I'd hire a 38-year-old.
Huh. I can list a handful that we use that are in their 30s.
Really?
I never thought a 38-year-old anything was bad.
Yeah.
No. No. It's better. I mean, because they're experienced.
Olympic gymnast, maybe.
I mean, ours are like 22 to 25 at the oldest.
That's.
And it would be weird if somebody's like, I babysit and I'm 40.
Yes.
He just wants the younger ones.
Oh, good point, Amy.
No, Amy, I don't hire them. My wife does. I don't have anything to do with babysitters. And one of them's a dude, so.
Is
that weird?
No.
Yes.
Because I also wouldn't have an opinion, but I know some people have problems with adult babysitters, adult masseuse,
is it weird massage therapist. Is it weird to have a dude, a teacher? Huh? No. At your kids' elementary, there's no dude teachers?
There are. Yeah. I would think people would say that's different because they're in a structured environment with their other principals or multiple kids. Uh-huh. What's wrong with having a dude babysitter?
I don't trust him. It's a dude. I just don't trust him. No, I want, and I like a 30-year-old female babysitter. I think that's great. I worry about the 20-year-old babysitters. Like, what are they going to do if there's a real emergency?
Well, the thing that's crazy is, I mean, when I was 13, I was babysitting kids as a teenager, which is, I didn't know what I was doing.
See, and that's, I've had a neighbor offer their 13-year-old daughter up to babysit. Really,
that sounds...
Yeah, you should get to that point quicker.
No, he's like, look.
No, you should get to the point quicker. We know what you're saying, but you should get to the point quicker.
Say that faster. Just be like, my neighbor's 13, and
My neighbor offered a 13-year-old daughter up.
And he's like, look, my 13-year-old will watch your 5-year-old, 3-year-old, and 2-year-old, and we cap her at $12 an hour.
Oh, yeah,
like, that's
nice.
The most you can pay her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I trust a 13-year-old? That seems
rather hire a 13-year-old or a dude?
13-year-old.
13-year-old.
But, wow. Okay.
Are you guys serious?
Yes.
100%. Why for you is that weird, Amy?
I don't know. I feel like I don't like saying this, especially
don't say
on
it.
Public radio.
Okay.
Like for all to hear.
We'll go to private. Go ahead.
I think.
We'll go to the private room. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, if we can switch it to private, that'd be great. But I do think it's a personal preference, case by case, depending on how well you know the person. And it's just the decision that we made, both Ben and I, early on. We both feel comfortable with that, and it is nothing against Ben. We just have certain experiences in our family that, it sucks that is put on, like, labeled to boys and
men. Manny.
But, because I know that there are respectable, responsible,
isn't it harder to adopt if you're just a dude? As opposed to if you're just a woman?
Typically speaking, yes.
Probably the same reason?
Sure.
Similar, probably. I
don't know any dudes that want to be babysitters, though. Like,
no, I do.
Got one.
You know babysitters?
Yes, and I know one of my friend's son, he does babysit, and that's great. I love that.
He's like 17. Him. That would be fine.
Yeah.
18, 19. But I think it's like 43 with the balding and Cheetos.
Well, Lunchbox had no teeth. Keith that helped.
Maybe that's why he's okay.
But he
with
lived
it.
With them. No, he lived with them for a while.
Yeah, he'd sleep on our couch.
Okay.
Mm. Well, that makes sense.
$500 for a whole 24 hours. Though,
That's
that?
So much money.
It is.
But
if you're paying him by the hour, that comes out to like $23 an hour.
No. I've hired people for overnight before, and typically, and I've gone by their rates. Typically, you pay the hourly rate for the times they're awake, and they have a flat fee for the hours they're sleeping.
$400.
So that way it doesn't get out of...
Sleeping time is $400.
Right. I mean, no.
Maybe they stay up all night.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Wow.
I'd be like, man, I was up all night watching TV.
I'm not going to sleep at all. What about when I pay Abby to watch my dogs?
Exactly.
It's insane.
No. What?
But you would not pay her $500 for 24 hours, would you?
No, I pay her $100.
Okay. That's more reasonable.
But she didn't have to stay at the house all the time either.
Yeah, and a dog is a lot easier than a child.
But I'm saying, are people like Abby, she's 30, 31, whatever age she is that too old to dog sit? Or is it different with kids?
It's different with kids.
Okay.
It's different.
I mean, I do kind of feel like Abby needs to get out of that realm. Like,
but for $100,
she's making money. Why would she?
Right. I get it. That's what I'm saying. She has nothing else going on, so it's a good way to.
Why do you always turn it into an insult?
That's not what I said.
Okay. So quickly, 38-year-old woman who babysits, okay or not okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Not okay.
Okay.
Adult male.
Wait, I don't want to talk
adult male.
Talking about
go,
this.
Go, Amy.
Probably not for me.
Not okay.
Come on over.
So, yeah. But just remember, when you're, if you have strong opinions about this and you're going to reach out.
We're still in the private room. They can't hear us.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Private radio. It's just like everyone has their own experiences. So just.
That's right.
We don't need to fight about it.
All right.
No one's fighting.
No, literally, hey. No one's fighting. Hold on. I got to push a button. We're back at public radio, everybody. Hey, everybody, hey. Thanks for being here. We're going to play a song from Tyler Hubbard now. Flatfoot Nine. Here we go. Bobby Bones Show. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. And you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
For those that missed the show about an hour ago, Amy has some sort of jaw issue and she's supposed to wear a retainer when she does the show.
Well, I'm supposed to wear it for at least 22 hours a day and, you know,
we're on for five.
On here for five. So, I mean, you do the math.
We did
it. Yeah. So
there's also more recording in the day that I do.
So if you'd like to put it in, go ahead. And then we'll just do the show, do this segment with you with the retainer in.
Okay.
See, look, nothing. If there was an old rhyme that I remember as a kid. She sells.
Sally sells seashells. Seashells. Seashore?
Yeah. No, not Sally.
Sally.
Yeah, I think it's Sally.
She sells seashells on the seashore. The shell she sells are seashells, I'm sure. So if she sells on the seashore, then I'm sure she sells seashore shells.
Okay. Wow.
So we're all
there's wrong. A Sally version.
I'm sure there. Okay, so we're not even going to allude to Amy's suffering succotash.
Yes, just
okay?
Be normal.
We're just going to be normal.
That's hard.
And we're going to move over to Eddie, but we're just going to be normal. You are just somebody talking, and we don't even know you have a retainer in.
Right.
Okay. Now, Eddie, you told us you were going to go to a dental school.
Yeah.
Because you didn't want to pay for them to mess with your teeth.
Well, back in July, I'd gotten two root canals. And then when they were done, they were like, all right, now you got to go back to your dentist and get those filled. And so I called my dentist up and they're like, oh, we'll fill those up for you, but it's going to, you have no more insurance left. So we're going to have to pay out of pocket. And it was going to be like a lot of money. And so I thought of maybe going to a dental school because they do it for free. Bunch of students.
Amy, what were your thoughts initially on the dental school?
Oh, I scared.
Amy, you could talk like English.
No, I'm trying to think of words that don't have an S in them. But, scared,
but when you pause, though.
I know. Yeah. But I would be worried.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I'd be concerned.
She's a thesaurus now. Yeah. Say thesaurus.
Thesaurus.
Good.
That's easy.
So you were going to go to the dental school.
Yeah, I was already looking into it.
But then you came on the air, talked about it. Then what happened?
And then I got a message from a dentist in town that said, well, look, I'll take a look at your teeth and let's see what we can do.
So you got a DM from a dentist.
So, yeah.
Was that weird to go in, just show and be like, I'm the guy from DM?
It was weird to kind of like drive there. But once I got there, I'm like, oh, this is a legit like dentist place.
And who was the dentist? And what was the dentist wearing, like a white lab coat?
Yeah, the whole thing. Well,
it was a legit dentist.
Oh, it was legit. Her name is Dr. Judge, Dr. Jennifer Judge. And she goes in and she does x-rays, all these x-rays and stuff. And she comes back and says, okay, we looked at your teeth. And yeah, you're going to need more than fillings. You're going to need crowns. Oof. And there's an abscess growing under one of those root canals.
Amy, what do you think about that?
An abscess?
Yeah.
That's painful.
Yeah.
Okay. See?
Yeah.
We've noticed nothing.
Ooh. Okay. Sometimes it gets caught up on the TH, but I don't know why.
Don't know what you're talking about.
That abscess.
So what happened?
So then they said, well, let's work on your crowns and then you can come back and we'll put that in. And then we're going to do some samples of your abscess and then we're going to see what's wrong with it.
But are you wondering, because I remember having this conversation, are you wondering, am I supposed to pay for this?
Yes. Yes. I'm thinking the whole time like, well, we haven't talked about.
Because this isn't a commercial.
No.
And in any way, I would just the whole time I'd be like, are they going to hit me with a big fat bill at the end?
Well, they're not mentioning it. When I check in, they're not mentioning it.
And then
it.
Also, I feel like they think I'm just here begging for free dental work.
Yeah, if they DM, man, it should be on the free. That's what I say. If you DM, it's free.
I mean, that sounds right, but then if no one's talking about it,
but
you don't know.
But the DM was the let's see if you have problems.
And she didn't say we'll
not
do it for
let's
free.
Do it. Right.
She said,
go ahead.
We'll take a look at it and see what we can do.
Right.
That's so it.
Then what happens?
So then I go back. I
can
get
you
my,
never ask?
Never asked.
Oh,
no, no, it was, and it's one of those things where you're walking out and they're like, all right, go see the lady in the front desk. I'm like, here it comes.
I'd be thotho thou.
And so I go to the front desk and they're like, all right, we'll schedule your next appointment. And then we schedule it. All right, see you next week.
You didn't even say, do I owe anything?
No, I'm trying not to mention it.
You can't. You don't say anything. You just act like you're doing what you're supposed to do. If they bring it up, I'm like, oh.
I would just always be afraid. Eventually, I would be hit with a mountain of all the debt.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
When you don't respond.
They would ask you for your insurance card.
And now, like, you're indebted, like, to the mob.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or something.
Yeah,
and if you ever, like, don't do what they want you to do,
mm-hmm.
They're going to put the bill on you.
But if you don't say anything, and then at the end they hit you with a bill, you can just be like, whoa, after all the work's done.
You say, wait
you can,
a minute.
Whoa, all you want, but a bill collector's still going to come after that money.
What, do you show them the DM?
Excuse me?
Do you show them the DM?
What DM?
The bill collector, because Lunchbox said if you DM, it's free.
Yeah, that's.
Do you use Lunchbox as your source?
That's what I'm curious about.
Yeah, me too. Very curious about it too. And so you're done?
So, man, I went and I got my crowns. They checked the bacteria out and that abscess. We're going to get antibiotics on that and hopefully it takes care of it. But yeah.
You're in debt.
No.
If they're ever like, we need you to do, you have to do it, or they're going to be like, we're going to charge you for the bill.
Or you just don't check my DMs anymore.
No, they know, probably know your cell phone
or
number.
Or block them.
Oh, they have my info now.
Yeah.
Medical info.
You gave them your real address?
Yeah.
That was dumb. Never do that, Eddie.
Well, how'd you feel about the experience?
I thought it was great, dude. Honestly, it was unbelievable. And what's crazy, check this out. So that
this feels like a commercial now.
No, no, no.
He's like, not saying your name.
Check yeah, he did.
Dr. Yeah, he absolutely did.
Jennifer Judge.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, Cool Springs Modern Dentistry.
Yeah, he didn't.
But check it out. This is crazy. So that abscess, she says... that you probably had that abscess in for a long time. Have you ever had any sinus issues? I'm like, sinus issues? Yeah, every day. And that probably caused my puffy eyes that I've had for like 2 years.
Oh, wow.
You remember the CMAs last year when my eyes got all swollen?
You had to wear sunglasses, yeah.
She said that was probably your body saying that you have an abscess right on your top tooth.
That is crazy.
Is that explain why you talk all nasally too?
Yeah.
That's part of it.
My abscess.
She fixes the abscess and he's in like, hey, everybody, it's Eddie.
What's up?
What's up, everybody? Okay, well, not a commercial.
Not a commercial,
but thanks but to
thank
Cool
you.
Springs Modern Dentistry for helping Eddie out.
Dr. Jennifer Judge, thank you so much. Saved my life.
That's so weird how y'all said that. I missed that part.
What? The doctor?
Yeah.
Jennifer Judge?
Yeah. Like, I was like,
You say her name.
That you didn't say her name.
You say her name.
Dr. Jennifer Judge.
Yeah, J's are tough for her, too. Yeah. We can't do the mouth guard during the show.
I know.
It's so funny. It's too funny. It distracts me. I laugh.
Amy, what about your podcast? Could you do it all in the
mouth guard? Full thing around?
No, I can't. I don't know. I'm going to have to call in today. This is not going to work.
You can just do like
you can take a 18 week off.
Hours a day for more days.
Right. Yeah. That's probably a good plan.
And what about commercials? She's got to do commercials.
And liners.
Thank you guys for hanging out. Call us 877-77-BOBBY. Let's go to the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
I believe it. I do believe it, I think. So there's a 20-year-old guy. This is from The Smoking Gun. He assaulted another man in a haunted house. The assailant claims he thought the victim was a statue, not a human. But then, why do you punch a statue? But also, if the statue, like, jumps at you, maybe... I've been in a haunted house where I'm like, ah! So, I've never punched anything, but some people punch.
So, the guy doing the punching, he was going to the haunted
house? Through the haunted house.
Through it, and then he saw something that scared him, a statue,
punched it.
Okay, got it.
But he's saying it was a statue.
That's interesting.
While inside a haunted house on Halloween night, a Florida man dressed as an FBI agent struck a victim in the face with a BB gun, claiming that he thought his target was a statue, not a person that was also going to the haunted house. The free haunted house was constructed inside the Seminole home of the 47-year-old male victim. An advertisement asked, are you brave enough to make it through the manor and get some treats? Police say that the guy's Ignis Schuser, 20 years old, entered the residence wearing an FBI jacket because, again, it's Halloween.
Sure. Dressed up.
Yeah.
Okay. I want everybody to relax. It's Halloween. And so part of his thing was an airsoft gun. Total fake, but it was an airsoft gun. He moved through the house. He went around the corner where the victim was standing. While dressed in a costume, the homeowner was not acting as a role player, but the guy got scared and bah, nailed him.
Huh.
Okay. I kind of believe it.
Yeah, but do you go into a haunted house just punching?
No, but I can't.
Things?
And if you're a puncher, out of instinct, you shouldn't go in a haunted house, but there are no laws against that.
Okay.
Some people, though, if they get scared, they do all kinds of stuff. They throw their hands, they kick, I just kind of believe it. Because I don't think you go into a haunted house going, I'm about to just punch something. Mm-hmm. If I see somebody and they're going to the haunted house, I'm going to punch crap out of them. He's probably really on edge because it's like survive and get a Rice Krispie treat or something. I don't know.
And this was a neighborhood haunted house?
Yeah.
Like just like somebody just...
Yeah.
Put it together?
Okay.
Yeah.
And this guy's 20?
By the way, the guy's 6'4", 210 pounds.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. That probably hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, oh.
And he hit him, but he like hit and then hit him with a gun too.
Oh man!
Back at the airsoft gun.
Yeah.
I think that's a. They for sure thought that was not a real person.
I'm starting to think he didn't like the neighbor.
He knows whose house that is.
He was bonded out of custody after posting $15,000 on the felony count. If I'm the judge, I think I kind of believe it.
Ooh, I'm not falling for it.
I'm not falling for it.
I need to know his history of being scared. I want to go talk to his family. Does he ever just kick, punch, hit when he gets scared?
Yeah, like if I'm getting tickled, I get violent.
Exactly.
Tickled?
Yes.
Yes, violent.
when do you get
every
tickled?
Morning before the show? And you know what?
No, I'm just saying, like it brings something out of me where I get
all the guys
angry
listening,
like,
oh.
And I get like something comes out in me where I'm uncomfortable and I have to save myself.
The surprising health benefit of getting your nails done, according to science, this is from Daily Mail. Scientists have revealed why getting your nails done is good for you. Research has long shown that a trip to the manicurist results in feelings of relaxation, euphoria, and reduces anxiety. Scuba Steve still gets his nails done. But
at
I think
salon?
That's his feet. Hey, Scuba.
Yeah.
What nails do you get done?
Just my feet, pedicure. I don't do the hands.
But you act like that's bad.
The hands, I think it's a little much. The feet, I understand because of the health benefits of it. And again, I was never a part of this. I never was into it. My wife got me into it about 5 years ago, and I like the benefits of it.
I know, but my point is you kind of snarled your nose. I want to do hands, but I do feet.
Yeah, because I don't know. Just, I mean, I want to be careful what I say here. Feet, I feel like are okay.
Hands, but you, right, that's my point. You feel like it.
Yes.
Both would be okay if one of them's okay.
Because the hand thing is like, I usually see guys that will do it and they get their nails all clear and it's fine. But for me, I don't feel like that's...
It doesn't even mean you have to put clear paint. It's just they're buffing it to make it shiny.
And trimming it.
Yeah.
I guess you can get judged by some people and I don't feel like putting myself in that box.
Okay.
Huh. My point is you get judged by your feet, too.
Yeah, but I wear shoes. Some people don't see it.
Okay.
I think it's great that you get your nails. I don't.
Yeah. But I mean, you should definitely treat yourself.
I think it's great that you do. I have, like, trauma with that, man.
At a pedicure place?
What happened?
Manicure. My mom, she studied to be a nail tech when she was younger.
That's right.
And so she would, like, I was, like, 11, 12. She would do my nails. And I'd go to school with, like, perfect nails. And sometimes, like, one of them would... I couldn't get all the paint off of it. She'd practice on me.
Oh.
And I already... You're not going to believe this. I already wasn't the coolest kid.
Really?
Yeah, it was a little tough for your boy. All right. Thank you, Scuba.
Hey, you're welcome.
A man gave out rotisserie chickens for trick-or-treat.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Hilarious.
So they came and they got a whole chicken? Or they got, like, a
man
part of the
in Massachusetts handed out full rotisserie chickens to trick-or-treaters. Who stopped by? That's better than a Snickers.
That's not cheap.
That's lunch for the next 3 days.
Yeah.
So only 2 of the 20 trick-or-treaters took him up on his chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would
think
so. He
bought 20 chickens.
Probably.
From Boston 25 News. Is that awesome or just a little too weird?
Weird, because I'm not going to eat food prepared. I don't know how if they're rotisserie, he could have injected it with something.
Well, I think he can inject candy too.
No, candy's in a package.
But you can still inject it.
And I don't look through the whole package for a needle hole that's so tiny.
Okay.
Hey, and we do say trick or treat. That's a trick.
Actually, it feels like a big treat.
Yeah. And you have to carry around this big chicken in your...
Yeah, it's hilarious.
I like it.
Okay.
If you're lonely, you'll start to think TV characters are your friends. From Cerebral Cortex, a scientific journal, the line between real life and fictional characters is more blurred in the brains of people who are lonely.
Bones, you've done this.
You
say all the time, like my friends Phoebe and Ross.
He's just being funny.
Yeah.
I don't know, guys.
I don't either, dude. So, yeah, the study suggests the lonelier people are, the more they think that fictional characters are their real-life buddies. Yeah. I felt that. Sometimes I'm just happy that I have Alexa.
Yeah.
Exactly.
A middle schooler just won $25,000 for inventing a fire detection device that works faster than the average smoke detector.
I'm like, amazing.
Shayna Gill, 12 years old, won a national science competition for her fire detection device. The device worked quicker than that because it uses a thermal camera. She hoped to use a $25,000 prize to take her device to market, so she's going to reinvest back into it. And she's hoping that the device, once it goes to market, more people want to invest in it and spread. Boom. 12 years old. Invented that.
Dang. Very cool.
Heinz has announced the creation of pickle ketchup from CNN.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Ketchup
already has vinegar in it.
Love ketchup. I don't like pickles.
Oh, you don't like pickles at all?
No.
It's not the combination that messes with you. It's just
I'm
pickles.
I'm telling you this.
Ketchup and pickles. Sorry, I didn't remember this one thing.
Yeah, but I remember in seventh
you
grade,
don't remember?
Amy had pickles.
Yeah, she had so many pickles.
No. You don't remember the story?
Wait, no,
what
happened?
Do you know how many times I've told the story?
You know how many times I've told stories and you're like...
I remember.
Go ahead.
It was in Pep Squad. Sixth grade.
How could I forget?
I had a big pickle at the football game, and then, I don't know, something happened when we were driving home. I had to get my mom to pull over, and I threw the whole thing up, and I haven't had pickle since.
Which now you have been assigned the nickname Big Pickle. That way I'll never forget. Okay, Big Pickle?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, there's a pickle ketchup. That's pretty good.
Sounds good.
Yeah. There's a new rumor that Robert Downey Jr. has signed on to play Iron Man again. Now, I do want to bring in Movie Mike from Movie Mike's Movie Podcast. What's happening? Why is he not signed on anyway?
Well, Marvel's kind of struggling right now. I think they're just putting the story out to say, like, hey, we may have Iron Man coming back. I think it's a terrible call.
Wait, did they all go away?
Yeah.
Are they starting over with new Iron Man?
Everybody retired from the original Avengers.
Are they going to bring all the same Avengers back as a, like, side world? Or is it just going to be, like, the same world but new... characters.
All the original Avengers are supposed to be done, and they're essentially building like a new Avengers to have another...
But will there be another Captain America?
Yeah, there's one right now.
Dang. Okay. I don't know the right questions to ask.
Yeah.
Will there be a new... Oh, this is Iron Man. Will there be a new Hulk, or will there just be another character like the Incredible Bulk?
Probably a different character, not a new Hulk.
Got it. Because sometimes they'll do them like Superman's been like three people.
Yeah.
Yeah, or Spider-Man's.
Spider-Man?
Spider-Man.
Wait, so the Avengers are done done?
Dude, breaking news to me.
Yeah, I didn't know
that.
Yeah,
I didn't know that either. Is that a spoiler alert?
Uh-oh.
No, because I think the last movie, they all retired. They retired.
They've all said in the news that they're done playing
the
characters.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Chris Hemsworth has said he's done playing Thor.
Okay. See, I'm confused with real world and movie world. So the real actor said, we're not doing this
Correct.
Anymore.
Correct.
Got it.
Okay.
But like Iron Man didn't say I'm not doing this anymore.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think Tony Stark said that.
Yeah, got I it. Think so. Like
okay.
yeah.
Okay, I get it.
Okay, so we don't like this?
No.
I'm confused by this, but I'll thank you. Check out Movie Mike's movie podcast. Cities and states might start banning right turns on red lights with cars. And I thought, why would they do this? I like to get a good solid right turn in. Well, it's because there's so many more deaths now with pedestrians and bicyclists, and people just go, I can go right, it's on red. They don't look and see if people are walking across the street.
Right. I feel that.
You're looking left.
Yeah.
Or wherever you're not turning.
Well, you just go right on red, so you just go.
Well, and the people walking aren't looking, they're looking at their phones.
Oh, people walking. Even though they have the right of way, you lose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, trust me, on a bicycle, those people, they don't look when they're just turning right. They just look left, go, and hey!
I mean, it's going to take a long time to get people used to this new law change.
But if it saves one life.
I am all about that.
Amy
yes.
hates it if it saves a life. Just fighting against it. It's not a law yet.
Yeah.
But I do understand why they would do that. And then finally, a 21-year-old ran his side hustle from his parents' apartment. Now it brings in over $500,000 a year. And Lunchbox told me this story inspired him because this person had one idea and then boom. Millions.
That's all it takes is that one idea. So you got to just keep grinding, keep thinking, keep plotting. And one of these days, it could be you. And I don't even really understand what his hustle is. It's like stickers.
So
like
invalid.jp brings in more than $500,000 per year. It's stickers, flashy car accessories, LED line rearview mirrors, cup holders.
Oh, that's cool.
So, but the deal is with Lunchbox. Like he says, this inspires him and says he's almost to this. But the problem is, it's called a side hustle.
Yeah.
It means he's hustling.
I understand.
You don't hustle.
Side. No, I do hustle. I come up with ideas.
We need ideas to sell our...
Yeah, I gave you the idea.
And we're not going to Sonic and having a yard sale. So that's it. That's your one idea and you quit.
That was my idea.
He's like, yes, I quit.
But Bones, is a hustle an idea or is it actually doing the idea?
It's and it's doing the idea wrong.
Hey, Mr. Out of Chicken Business, okay? Like,
that's not true. That's I made a chicken last week. Thank you.
Wait, you got to figure out how we can sell this stuff.
I sold it.
Are you the project manager or no?
Yeah.
Then you have to sell. You have to sell the stuff.
I came up with the idea, and you guys.
No, you didn't come up with the idea. We can't go have a yard sale at Sonic.
Why?
We don't have the ability to do that. It's not. We don't own Sonic.
It doesn't make sense. You need to come up with something that makes sense.
No, that does make sense.
Okay,
it's a client, and you have half.
It doesn't matter. They're not going to let us go in their parking and shut down half a Sonic for our yard sale.
All the junk in front of a Sonic.
Awful.
I haven't even asked him.
Okay, that's the news. Thank you.
Those were Bobby's Big
Stories.
Okay, so bad news, good news. Just a quick little note here. Next Wednesday night, so a week and a day, I'm doing a charity show in Austin, Texas for the Andy Roddick Foundation, which helps a lot of kids, gives them a place to go after school so they don't get in trouble. It's very good for the youth there in Central Texas. And so I'm doing comedy, and Eddie and I are doing Raging Idiots, and Jordan Davis was also doing the show with us. Jordan had some personal stuff come up. He can no longer do the show, but I called in to a couple friends and said, can you fill in for Jordan? So I think this is equal or better because I have two friends coming in. So it's going to be the same deal, and instead of Jordan, there'll be Riley Green. He's got a bunch of hits, and Matt Stell. So it sucks because Jordan won't be there, but luckily I called a couple of the friends that were like, we're in.
That's going to be cool.
It'll be fun, yes. So tickets to BobbyBones.com. It's a week and a night away. And so it's for a good cause. We're not making any money. Don't get refunds. I don't know if you can.
Wait, we're not making any money?
No, you know that.
We don't get paid for this.
Got it.
It's
for the kids.
It's for the kids.
Andy.
So that's the breaking news. There's that. Thank you.
Did you see that Riley Green got flashed over the phone while he was performing?
Somebody held up the FaceTime. Their friend was FaceTiming in, and then the person on FaceTime flashed Riley at a concert.
Guy or girl?
Girl.
Okay, cool.
How about if you're that good looking that people on the phone just want to flash you?
That's crazy.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
I'm going to ask you guys a question. You can pick the bit, kind of. Do you want to do a bit that's like fun and wholesome and we all get a laugh and feel better about ourselves? Or do you want to do a bit where we're just very disappointed in somebody on the show and they did something that was cringy?
Fun and wholesome.
Ooh, cringy.
Fun.
Oh, cringy.
Fun. Anybody else?
2-1 cringe.
Sorry, Amy.
So this sucks, and it's hilarious at the same time. Lunchbox went out yesterday to interview artists because the CMA Awards are coming up tomorrow night, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Wednesday. Yep.
Yeah, so Gabby Barrett. What's up, buddy?
Oh, yeah, man.
He just shook his head.
He cocked his head as soon as I said that.
Yeah.
He's upset. He wants to have her banned from our show forever.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and or until an apology is...
I want to actually walk through this together. It makes me uncomfortable, but since you guys chose cringe, that's what we'll do. Morgan, were you also there?
Yes, I was there.
Okay. So, Gabby Barrett, she has a hope. I've known Gabby for a long time. I was working on American Idol when Gabby was on American Idol. And so I worked with her for a whole year. I knew her when she's still living in Pennsylvania. Now she lives here. Big star. She's been on the show a few times.
A few times.
Yeah. So, you guys are sitting there doing interviews, and here, this is the Gabby walking up and asking this question.
Where's Bobby?
He has a lot more on his calendar than I do, and so...
Fair.
So...
No, hold on.
Okay.
I took that as, you guys are interviewing me, Bobby should be interviewing me, not you guys.
Or that's my friend, where's Bobby? Morgan, how did you take it?
I didn't take it bad, but it was funny because it was the first thing she said. It wasn't like, hey, how are you guys? Where's Bobby? It was.
But what if she's looking for me? She's like, oh, where's Bobby?
And it does say your name on the sign up there. So, like, I do understand why. I didn't take it negatively, but it was the initial reaction of, like, where are you? Why are you guys here?
Yeah, like, who are you guys and where's Bobby? Like,
but I think you're inserting that. That's the story you're telling yourself.
Right, and that's what I think. If you are doing an interview, you don't walk in and say, where is someone else?
But what if she was literally looking for me because we're friends?
Just be cool with whoever's interviewing you and do the interview.
No, I agree, but she might have just been curious. Hey, where's Bobby?
Okay.
So, okay, fine.
Maybe she was.
Fine.
Okay.
But this is not even where he got the most butthurt.
I wouldn't even call it butthurt.
What would you call it?
Offended.
Same thing.
Okay. So, should I play the clip or should we set it up first? Because I have the one of her. This is where he feels insulted. Should I just play the clip?
Yeah, I think
you should just play the clip.
Go ahead.
Lunch, you want to do the intro?
No, you can do it.
Lunch? What?
Lunchy.
Wait a second.
Call him Lunchy.
Hold on.
He loves it.
Why are you called Lunch?
Well, his name is Lunchbox.
That's why, but she just shorts it for
Lunch. You didn't know his name's Lunchbox?
Well, hello.
Who's
this is Gabby Barron, everybody.
No, I promise.
I mean, this is unbelievable.
I promise. His name's Lunchbox on air.
That's not your.
Wow.
I thought somebody was telling me that he's eating lunch.
Sure. Well, I was eating lunch.
He was also doing that.
Oh, my gosh.
Being one of the top 25 most famous people in Nashville, and then Gabby Barron doesn't know who I am. This is weird.
Sorry.
You're definitely not top 25.
This is very awkward.
Okay, so here we have Gabby didn't know who Lunchbox was.
Okay.
I mean, that makes sense.
No.
Absolutely.
No,
he doesn't even look at artists. Right. If we have a guest, he doesn't look up from his computer.
No.
He doesn't.
Absolutely poor form on her.
Okay.
Poor form.
What are you saying?
Poor form. It looks really bad on her not to know what is going on.
Why?
But she walked into something.
Every other artist walks in there. They know who you are. They know everything. Gabby Barron walks in and, first of all, where's Bobby? You two don't need to
be
interviewing
me. But we're friends from back in the day. She never said, you two don't need to be interviewing me. You
basically,
made that
she
up.
Just said it with
you
that
can't
clip
say
also.
Basically, but you
Did
can't
you
say
hear? Oh, what? Your name's Lunch, huh? Who are these people? What? What am I doing here?
Go ahead.
Like, come on. Like, when you're going somewhere, know what you're doing.
Like, how about when you interview artists and you don't know who they are?
Exactly, or you say their name wrong.
Yeah. Like, you didn't even know who Low Cash. You didn't even know the guy's names.
Yeah, because they're called Low Cash.
They have names.
Yeah, but you don't say,
Preston.
Old Dominion. You don't go, hey, this is so. You call them Old Dominion.
But
you call them a band.
Matt, you might say, hey,
I'd say Matt.
Of
Trevor,
Old Dominion.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, guys! When you say coming up, you don't say, "Hey, we're gonna talk to."
But that's you're doing a
Matt.
You're doing a tease. You said coming up. We're not talking about a tease.
Where you say we're talking Old Dominion. You don't say low. You say Low Cash.
Okay,
but
this is by that logic, then you are the Bobby Bone Show.
That's true.
You're not Lunchbox. You are Bobby Bone Show.
Got him.
Because why would you say
wrong?
Right.
I'm the interviewer. Everybody that walks up to that booth knows who we are. I mean, people that I don't even know. I talked to some guy, another guy from Idol, Chase Beckham.
Yeah, he's been on the show though.
Yeah, he's been
in
the studio.
And so is Gabby Barron.
But did you know Chase? You said some guy, like you didn't know who he was.
I didn't know when he was walking up. I didn't, but guess what he did? What's up, Lunchbox? How's it going? Boom.
Right, but you didn't know who he was.
But you didn't know who he was either.
He was literally just in here.
No, but he literally knew who I was.
Stop saying literally.
But Gabby, you should know.
Gabby, like, she was like, oh my gosh, these guys, and then, what, your name's Lunch? Huh? Like, it was her mind.
That
was
is
blown.
A stupid name. And my name's stupid too. We both have stupid names.
I understand, but it was a bad look on her.
Damn. I feel like it was a misunderstanding.
Yeah, misunderstanding.
I feel like if I didn't know her personally outside of the show, she probably wouldn't have said, where's Bobby?
You think she went to any other show and didn't know who they were?
She probably has a relationship with me that
here?
She just probably going to other shows blank. Going, I don't know who this is at all. And so she's just nice and kind. You go to somebody's house, you never met him before. Where she knows me, so she's like, where's Bobby?
Okay.
And you're just a little more open.
And then I'm like,
you're just insulted because she didn't know who you were.
I'm just, it was a shocking.
And like, you think you're famous.
Like, she needs to, like, get with it.
Oh my.
What does that mean, get with it? Like, for example,
like understand what's going on in the world. Like, you don't know who I am. Like, I am more famous than you, and you don't know who I am.
You think you're more famous than Gabby Barron?
Yeah.
You're not.
Sorry, dude.
That's weird. You're not, though.
Definitely.
Well, you may think that.
We do. Right. Yeah. Ray, that's the only two clips from this, right?
Yep.
Okay. Morgan, anything you want to add? Because you were there. This feels pretty cringy.
It was cringy. And it was definitely funny when I laughed really hard when she did not realize who he was. I didn't expect her to know us at all.
What other artists didn't know who you were?
It doesn't matter.
No, I'm asking you. What other artists didn't know who you were?
I'm sure plenty of them. Any of them were like, hey, Morgan, how's it going? I think it was hilarious to watch him and his reaction be like, you don't know who I am. He made himself very important during this interview. And I do think his interview style works on some people, but it wasn't working on Gabby. And he was not appreciative of the fact that his comedy was not funny to her.
Gabby's Instagram following, 868,000.
Mm.
Lunchbox is 308,000.
Mm. Oh, wow.
More famous than you.
It's quite the difference.
Number one songs, Gabby. Well, some. Lunchbox, zero. Mm.
And I didn't really think she, like, thought I was joking. I don't think she, like, meant it as a mean thing.
She thought you were joking. The fact that she didn't know my name is crazy. Like, that's absolutely mind-blowing.
And he acted like that the rest of the interview.
Yeah, I did. I was like, this is a waste of time. Like...
Oh, to do the whole interview.
We're not good enough for you. You don't even know our names. Like, why are we wasting our time with you?
Well, you're technically there for them.
Yeah,
you interview them for
you're not a treat for them.
Right. But they're not coming to see you.
They're a treat for you.
Guess what? If she wants her music to be known, guess who she needs it?
Not you.
Program directors.
Yeah, not you. CMA Awards live Wednesday night, which is tomorrow, 8/7 Central on ABC, and available to stream next day on Hulu. Misunderstanding.
Cool.
Yeah.
Big time.
I wonder if Gabby will know the people's names there.
It's
already happened.
CMAs?
Oh, at the CMAs.
Yeah.
Probably.
Because
they're famous, probably. It'd be like real people.
Who knows? Doesn't seem like she's real with it.
She's very with it.
Remember that tour bus that had no idea who you were?
Yeah. No, the tour bus Gabby full of Barrett tourists. Was?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. She has big songs.
No, they would no.
Her big song right now is Glory Days. It's awesome.
Okay. I do want to...
Amy, she's banned from the show. We don't mention
She's not banned from the show. She can actually come on right now if she wants to.
Yeah. But if I were her,
but she probably wouldn't know who we were.
I know her.
Okay.
Yeah. If you guys get bored today, go check out the Bobbycast. It is a 1-on-1 hour-long interview show I do. Josh Jenkins is my guest. He's written number ones like Buy Dirt.
Buy Dirt.
With Jordan Davis. Fancy Like. Walker Hayes.
Fancy Like Applebee's.
He talked about riding Fancy Like with Walker and loving it, but not because it was so weird, not knowing if anybody would ever play it.
And I grab a guitar and we're kind of jamming, and he starts talking about how people obviously think they're bougie because he's in a band, he's an artist, and he goes to the nicest restaurants. And he's like, I just load the kids in the van and we go to Waffle House or Applebee's. And so we literally had no idea. We started jamming and fumbled out Fancy Like, da da da. And then Walker, in true Walker fashion, spits out the first two lines of the chorus. We're like, oh my gosh, what is this? And then like 2 hours later, we had the song. I left there going, this is probably the most fun I've ever had in a room, but I don't know if people will play it.
And then he talked about, because I was like, man, you had to make so much money from that song because it was everywhere.
Actually, I remember a moment where it was on the commercial, and it was during fall college football, and I kept getting texts from my buddies being like, if I hear your song one more time.
The Applebee's commercial?
And I was like, buddy, just know this. Every time you hear it, that I'm buying diapers for my kids.
So every time it gets used anywhere, are you making money?
Yeah.
I think television.
Television and, yeah, TV and stuff is great. Like that actually gets to us. And then obviously radio. But outside of that.
Like TikTok, nothing.
Nothing.
So check out the Bobbycast with Josh Jenkins. He also is the lead singer of a band I used to love, Green River Ordnance. And so check it out, Bobbycast.
When he showed up, did he know your name?
Yes.
Like, he was like, hey, Bobby, how's it going?
He thought I was Lunchbox.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He wasn't like, Bobby, what? Your name's Bobby, huh? Who are these people? What am I doing here?
You're really
am
offended.
I supposed to do an interview with you?
You're really people? Offended, huh?
Yeah. It was a bad look, man.
But search for the Bobbycast on iHeartRadio, wherever you listen to your podcasts. Quickly, poll. Who thinks there was a bad look on Gabby?
Say I do.
Okay, we know. Say I. Okay.
I.
Who thinks after hearing this it's a bad look on Lunchbox?
Aye.
Okay, just making sure. Sometimes I misread the room.
No.
Just making sure. All right, thanks. We did this earlier. These are classic TV theme songs, but the words aren't there. So you have to name the show. Hit the Brady Bunch ring. Like, could you get the Brady Bunch from that, right?
Like, it's the very beginning.
Da, 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 da. Yeah, you're right. There were four men living all together. Okay, so 1, 2, 3. I have 5 of these.
Oh, okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Everybody's in?
Are we doing same rules? Elimination?
No, it's more fun when you just play the way through.
Elimination.
Yeah.
I mean, I was out so early.
Here we go.
Don't get it wrong.
It's hard.
Go.
Mm-hmm.
no clue lunch?
No.
Okay. We won't do elimination. We'll just do all points.
Okay, good, good. Because I might be out, too.
Okay. Do you know it?
I don't know.
I'm in.
I'm not confident, but could be.
All right, I'll put that down.
Lunchbox.
Happy Days.
Eddie.
Growing Pains.
Amy.
Growing Pains.
Will you play it? I'll sing a little bit of it and see if it helps you at all. Maybe one of you's right, maybe one of you's not. Okay.
Not that happy days.
Bit, what?
Not Happy Days.
It's not Happy Days. No. Here we go.
That we've been together for a million years.
Yeah.
Then a girl comes in.
We're right.
And I bet we'll be together for a million more.
That's still Growing Pains?
It's Family Ties.
No! Yeah, we all would have been out.
Yeah. That was a good game, guys.
No, but we start over.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
What?
Oh, boy. Oh, it's Michael J. Fox.
Kind of the same. And then Kirk Cameron was another one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, here we go. Next up. No, Kirk. That's Family Ties. Cameron was
Growing Pains.
That's what I'm saying. So
Michael J. Fox. Okay, here we go.
I'm in.
Oh, I'm in for the win. I'm back.
Eddie.
Gilligan's Island.
Lunchbox.
Gilligan's Island.
Amy.
Gilligan's Island.
Just sit right there and hear dum dum, a tale of dum dum da.
It's Gilligan's Island, everybody. Good job.
A gear avatar.
Next.
Oh, wow.
I'm in.
What? I'm in.
It's a hard one.
Yeah. Oh.
I knew it right away.
Shh. Oh, you start talking right when they get to the good part.
It was just a pat, ta, pa, ta, ta. You want one more time, a little bit?
Yeah,
go
please.
Ahead.
Yeah.
What in the world could this be?
Come on, Lunch.
I have no idea.
What in the world could it be?
I'll go with... I got it now because of that. Because of that very end.
Okay. Well, you could hear it the first time, right?
The drums?
The drums got it for me.
What is it?
Wonder Years.
Eddie?
Wonder Years.
Amy?
Wonder Years.
Why do you think he got it?
I thought he got it because you go, what?
I did too.
That's what I thought he got it.
He goes, what?
I said, what in the world?
I didn't even hear him say that. When did he say it?
Maybe
Your brain did. I think your brain did.
Amy, I'm shocked you knew this.
Why? So,
like when the drums
it's just
hit
the bass line. That's hard.
Right at the beginning.
What in the world? Lunchbox. Will he lie and say he got it from me? Ooh.
All right, here we go.
Hi, baby, now. Have a little help with my friend.
No, I don't even know about it. Kim, go. What's weird is I don't know there are words of the song anyway.
I think that's just it. There might be talking.
There is. I know the talking part. Okay. Yeah, one more time. I love it, man. I love it. All right. Lunchbox?
Man, it could have been I Love Lucy, but I didn't put it. I had it written down. I scratched it out, and I went with Looney Tunes.
Amy?
Interesting.
I Dream a Genie.
Eddie?
I love it. I Love Lucy.
Oh, that's it.
Desi Arnaz. That's Ricky Ricardo. So,
I Love Lucy.
Why did I just stick with my original
Did you not
answer?
Hear Bobby again?
What did he do? Because
I love it, man. I love it.
Oh.
Come on, guys.
All right.
Oh, I had it.
One more. Eddie's up three.
So stupid.
Amy two. Lunchbox two. Last one.
I'd be going to bonus.
I'm in.
Lunchbox.
Yeah, it's I Dream of Jeannie, man.
Amy?
I Dream of Jeannie.
Eddie?
I Dream of Jeannie.
Yeah. I hate it.
Do they talk this one too?
Not really.
I Dream of Jeannie.
That's it.
Wait, what's it called?
Ricky Ricardo as Desi. I Dream of Jeannie. Eddie, you're the one.
Or of? Yeah.
I Dream of.
What? No one's saying I Dream of Jeannie. I Dream of Jeannie.
Are you arguing?
Are you arguing an of?
I know I had that wrong my whole life.
So you're not arguing?
I'm not arguing. I'm trying to learn.
Okay.
So it's like from the 50s.
So what you were saying is you got it wrong and you were just making sure you got it wrong.
We accept I dream a genie.
I dream a genie.
Eddie, you're the winner next. This is your game.
Stop.
All right, there it is.
Dog.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Grand Rapids, Michigan. A 24-year-old woman was out walking and she sees, oh, there's an Amazon van. Person had gone up to deliver a package to the front porch. She's like, you know how fun it'd be to drive an Amazon van? So she jumps in and she drives it. And then she starts being crazy. Taking turns. And as she's taking the turn, door flies open. She flies out. Amazon van crashes.
This feels like a Three Stooges sketch from now.
Right.
Meaning, it does not look fun to drive an Amazon van. It's not like an Amazon van's a fire truck.
Right, an ambulance.
An Amazon van's just a van that has Amazon on it. Or a UPS truck. That'd be fun. Big, boxy, you can't drive. A van. Amazon van, just a van.
What's she drinking?
No, it was middle of the day. Said no.
Well, that don't matter. Have you ordered a caller sometimes?
People drink during the day.
But I'm just saying they said.
And she flew out of it?
Like,
yeah,
no,
because
the
door flew open.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
she was going around a curve too fast.
No seatbelt?
No seatbelt.
She didn't shut the door? There's a lot wrong with this. But also, I've never seen an Amazon van. I thought that would be fun.
Yeah, like a UPS truck or FedEx, you could ram things.
Well, oh, wait, what?
Look how big it is. You could go boom, boom, boom. You could be like a demolition derby.
At least it's different, right?
Yeah. I mean, think about like those people that steal tanks and just drive them down the street.
That'd be pretty cool.
That would be awesome.
Who steals tanks?
Well, I saw it once.
I think it's happened like once or twice.
Okay. Like
Tiananmen Square. Yeah. Okay.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
All right, before we get out of here, Abby did win Employee of the Month a couple months ago. And usually you need to claim your prize within the month, but that wasn't stated. And she got to pick a segment. Remember this, guys? That was our prize.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay. Sure.
For now on, the rule is, though, you have to pick it. If you win it, you have to claim it within the month when you're Employee of the Month.
Redeem it.
Yeah. So, Abby, that's okay. What segment would you like to do? Anything is on you. Go ahead.
Okay. So, this guy called in, and he is part of the Air Force Academy band. And they're going to be in town this week, and they're playing at the Opry. But they were like, hey, can we come in and play like a medley of patriotic country songs? And I was like, wouldn't that be awesome?
That'd be cool.
How big is this band?
I mean, it's like a five-piece band.
70.
Oh, yeah. Do we have room? I think that'd be awesome.
Abby,
to like showcase.
You get to pick the segment. You don't have to convince me.
Okay. So we're good. This
we're
is my
good.
Segment. Okay.
Set it up.
Yeah.
We'll do it.
I like it.
Your segment.
Okay.
Got it?
Uh-huh.
But what did we learn from this?
To not
cash it in.
Wait, yeah.
Yeah, it's talking to her, but
cash it in.
I like your passion there.
Amy learned.
I like your passion. All right, that's it. Bye, buddy.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.